everybody off on
Zoom. Oh, yeah, that's certainly understandable.
It's going to be a minute.
That certainly is better than the story that I came up with, that you are in cahoots over something. So I'm glad to hear that it was over something passionate. Awesome. Well, I am in the screen share if you're...
I'm there.
Already there. Okay, great. I see you. I sent a brief but implicitly packed agenda. As we continue to chip away at getting this thing nailed down. Should we wait on Dave, or we want to go ahead and get started?
Do we have Brett?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh. I think we can go ahead and get started.
Okay. Sounds good. So thank you all again for joining, and even though last time I was together with you all last week, tried to see about moving it, unfortunately that did not prove to be a fruitful effort, so we're still on Fridays. It just seems to work out that way better for everyone's schedules for the time that we have to try and get this done. So what I sent you all, and I have it up on screen, is essentially where we landed with our previous meeting, where we had time to actually talk about this particular outline and the different pieces there. And in between that and now, Brett sent some buckets that he had shared out after some dialogue with Gage Gillum. And so essentially we have four buckets: client ready, advice ready, required for branch open, and then the ongoing development. And it's the first and the fourth ones that we pretty much, I believe, have a handle on. We are, however, looking at another piece, which unfortunately is not nailed down on the company branch side, and that is what things are required before they can talk about products. And then secondly, what is required before they can offer advice. And so we had some conversations around that. One of the emails that came to me talked about some things, and I'm trying to get those attachments that are mentioned here yet. So as part of the pattern-based supervision review course, there, in terms of how we present it, that mandatory training is going to have to be called out as mandatory. There is a monthly category where the branch managers, and all this is from the company side, must document the FC's completion. So there's some documentation there from the supervision.
So it's TBS that they use to ensure that the training is done?
Correct. Now, I don't know if we have access or an equivalent on that side on the independent branch, do we?
Yeah, they do PBS.
Okay, great.
I think it might be a little bit different, but yeah, there's some discussions in who's going to be doing it on an ongoing basis, but
right.
Yeah, there is PBS.
Right. Okay, that's good to hear. And then there's a new branch manager supervision meeting. Essentially, this is what you, I believe, Brett, do already in terms of meeting with those IBLs there. But I don't know the content of your meeting. So what they do is, what Carrie does in this case, an overview of supervisory topics. And again, I don't have the attachments yet. I've sent out an email to get her to send those to me. But there is a there's not a specific anything around supervision of their reps or their teams, in this case, mandatory training. So we'll still need to find that out.
You said they didn't actually have a list of trainings that must be complete before the rep can...
No, they don't. And that's where both sides, that is the independent branch side and the company side, are facing some similar challenges. There is discussion. Philippa Zuckerman is actually trying to nail all that down for us. On the company side, so I believe we can leverage a lot of what she finds out. What I do not know is what her timeline is in terms of when she'll get back to Shelley, who is my counterpart on the company side, because she's tasked with redesigning the company branch side new hire program as well. So hopefully we'll get some answers there today that I can at least forward to you all. There's also an onboarding checklist again that was attached originally, but it wasn't in my copy, so I've asked her to give me that as well. That's part of their new hire program. Okay. So this is where what we've come up with on that side. Again, nothing real firm, nothing real tangible, at least not yet, but it'll at least get us in the same direction as what they're doing on the company side. And I know that will impact where we end up here in terms of client ready, advice ready, required for branch open. So it's these three buckets that are critical in terms of how we organize what's going to be there. And I think everybody on this call has seen Gage's email. Essentially, he's asking, we need to prioritize what's all the mandatory stuff first, and then everything else in terms of importance, which coincides with our weeks. That is, by this particular time frame, we need to understand that this needs to be done. What we don't know is how front-end heavy that will be, based on whatever the required list ends up looking like. Because if it's a very heavy or dense list of topics or of trainings that takes, you know, several hours to complete across several days and more weeks, then we may need to look at what that impact realistically looks like within all of the other non-training activities that have to be completed within that same time frame. Does that sound fair?
And we do have, from when they sign until their registration transfers, Tracy, what is it, like 3 or 4 days?
It's usually right about a week.
Okay.
So we probably have about a week of them being able to access their training before they even have their license here, so we can probably accommodate whatever they need to do. They might be busy.
Right. Okay. So where does what you just described, where does that fall? Is that within the week 0 to 1, or is that within the 2 to 6?
Yeah, week 0 to 1.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Great. Okay. So again, hopefully within that week's time, we'll have at least enough, which I'm pretty sure we will, have enough content to fill out that week. And the challenge will be that if we have more content than we have week, what do we prioritize during that first week or two? And then what do we prioritize, and then what still needs to happen because of requirements for, let's say, product or advice? Okay.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, and so with that, then we get to the advice ready, of course, and then require for branch open. And again, we identified a lot of different tool-based things. The client segment offers product knowledge, extended product knowledge, I should say, is beyond some of those things that we do up front, advice offers, advice policy. So we have some overlap in the way we originally laid out this outline, because this outline is currently just like we came up with on the 5th, I believe it was. And so what we haven't done is identify that client-ready piece, the advice-ready piece, where does this still line up? You know, does it still line up?
I think it's still the same.
Okay.
What we, like, if you scroll up.
Mm-hmm.
Like the client ready that we're talking about, basically, you know, what we have here is kind of what I was thinking would be required, although we didn't, you know, get supervision's input. But this is when I put my thought into this, was these are probably the things that you would need before you can talk to clients.
Right.
So it's still the same basic format. The only stuff that probably isn't required is like the business lines and client experience stuff. I couldn't see that being required by supervision, but mm-hmm. Probably something we would still want to
And I definitely will be reaching out with both supervision and compliance, as we talked about, I believe it was yesterday. So, absolutely. All right, so we then have our advice ready and required for branch open piece. Essentially, everything that falls beyond the supervision up front, have to know, must know type of things. And as we identified here, we are building proficiencies to run the branch. These are the things they need to know before they open the doors. Does anything else need to be reflected here?
Some of that stuff might fall into the advice ready. Like, I could see the advice suite stuff running, being put in. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see what they say.
Okay.
We'll just see what we end up with. But I have a feeling that a majority of the stuff that we've been talking about is just going to be recategorized over to either client ready or advice ready.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. So let me do this then. I may just color code these. So those are the three points we were talking about: advice suite, then offers, policies, being associated with advice ready. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else that we may be missing or that should be represented between advice ready and required for branch open that is not currently reflected? Okay.
From a supervision perspective, but all that stuff would have already been included before branch opened.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just adding checks and balance. Oh, the other thing is, and I don't know if it's on your agenda or if it's something we should talk about, but a good way to be able to pull that information, because I know, like, in my training, we can pull, like, the individual trainings, but is there a way that maybe systematically we could pull? And Tracy, I'm almost thinking of maybe it's a gauge thing, but maybe it's a program office thing. When there's a new IBL, it's like a task, you know, a week or two in or whatever, to pull that, making sure, because you guys also need to make sure that their brochures ready, right?
Yeah.
And so all that kind of stuff. And then maybe there's like a program office check where they say, you know, client or IBL is ready to give advice. You guys can check on the systematic or on the you know, brochure and registration transfer side, and then if there's an easy way for us to pull a training report to confirm that, I could see that landing with like Lauren in the program office, and then her sending out an email to the IBL and the FBD saying this IBL is now certified and ready to give advice.
Yeah.
Right. If I'm not mistaken, there's something like that on the branch side.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can certainly mirror that same type of thing.
Or do you know if there's like a way to pull a report of the new IBL training and what's been complete? Because the only way I know how to do that is to pull every individual module.
Right. We can create custom reports. Yeah. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
There is such a thing as custom reports that can be developed that will pull everything for a given curriculum. We just have to build that into the plan itself. So,
yeah, I think that would be valuable to have.
Okay, great. Okay. And then our ongoing development, which is the fourth bucket, even though I've kind of split those first two until we get further guidance from supervision. Week 7 plus, that is the advanced technology knowledge, any other ongoing pieces, cost basis being one of those. Are there any other pieces here? Because I know, for example, just recently saw some announcements around money market fund reform. Is that anything that would impact this experience?
Well, they did get that money market fund reform training assigned to them. I'm not sure, is that something that's going to be assigned to into new FCs in the branch network, or is that just training because of our communication out to
That's a good point.
Our press release.
Right, right.
If it's something that they're going to include in new FC training, we'll probably want to include it.
Okay.
But if it's just, you know, to get everyone updated with the new money market reform stuff, okay. And probably not if it's just a one-time training, that's going to disappear eventually.
Right, good point. All right, so that leaves our outline where it stands. Again, I'm going to follow up with some pieces there. So we talked about the learning phases, and we're still investigating the timing of the required content in terms of when they have to have it done. So we'll hopefully get those questions answered. So in terms of building out the learning plan. One of the things we want to do is tie everything back to business objectives and things like that. We talked about this, I think, during either our first or second meeting briefly, and so just wanted to revisit that in terms of making sure we have the right people involved, we have the scope of this project defined clearly. And I know we're, you know, a small but mighty bunch, but we have some objectives we really need to make sure that we get nailed down. Because essentially what we're doing is redesigning the original, or the current, I should say, independent branch new hire program. And so are there some things that we have not yet identified that we want to look at as a goal or as some outcome? I know part of it is that we want to align as much as we want to, or much as we can, with the company firm side, with allowances for the flexibility and the uniqueness of the independent branch experience. But what outside of that do we need to look at as a goal, as a focus, as a objective for this particular project?
I'm not quite sure what else would fall in there.
Okay.
Have this conversation about advice ready, I'd say we want to get supervision and control and compliance as input, but I think now we're doing that.
Right, right.
I think the only other thing that I'd like to do at least is run it by the franchise business directors and basically gauge this team with kind of this outline and just say, hey, what else is there? Do you guys see any gaps?
Okay, great. Should I reach out to Gage himself or any particular people on his team?
It's just three of them, so I'm sure we could probably just send it out to them and say, hey, this is, you know, the learning plan. Gage knows that we're redesigning the training.
Right, right.
So okay. I think if we just send it out to them and said, take a look at this, your feedback is requested. If you see any gaps, let us know.
Okay, great. So I plan on doing the same thing with...
Do you think that's the appropriate way to do it?
Yes, yes. Well, there are different ways, and I want to make sure we honor, you know, any existing relationships that you all had. Because it varies from group to group, and so we always want to honor any existing relationships that are there. So I'm perfectly fine doing that. So with Gage's team, and then we have Jim Doak's team for supervision, and then we have Christine Mills for compliance.
Dean Bells and Gary, yeah.
Yep, okay.
I would say those are the key players. We are building out this whole practice management framework, so we might want to eventually create some new training, but this is probably like way out, so it might be something that we would add down the road.
Okay, sounds good. Sounds good. Okay. So what else comes to mind? Because I will go ahead and reach out to them today with what we have currently in front of us, our outline, with some context around what I'm expecting for each one of the teams to look at to make sure that we're approaching this properly and in a way that reflects the needs of the business.
Yeah, and I think the only thing is when you reach out to Gage and his team, just make sure that you mention that we are also reaching out to compliance and supervision so they don't try and duplicate efforts that those teams will be doing, you know, because I don't want them to put on their supervision hat.
Oh, absolutely.
We already got that.
Right, right, absolutely. And you were saying something, Tracy?
I was just agreeing.
Oh, okay, great. Great. All right, well, that is all that I had, I believe it was, for this particular meeting. Short and to the point, but again, we're making progress, so next we will look for feedback from them. I'm going to try and see if they can have it to me essentially by Thursday of next week, which will give me time to have it ready to you all for our next week's meeting. But if not, we may end up delaying or foregoing next week's meeting and then coming again together the next week, because I'm not sure about their responsiveness and what kind of turnaround they typically have. Would next Thursday be reasonable with the people as you know them?
Possibly.
Possibly.
Some of them know.
It just depends really, truly on so many factors.
Sure.
I mean, you know, whether they have travel scheduled or if they have the time that's free, you know, there's a lot of variables.
Okay. Excellent, excellent.
But so, at least for me, it's not that big of a deal if it pushes another week as long as we get good input.
Right, right. Okay. I'm in agreement with that. All right. Anything from either of you? Any updates or changes?
So, Wesley, from your perspective, how do you think things are going, and do you have any concerns?
Concerns are essentially around our pacing, but I understand we have a good reason for our pacing. I know early on there was a lot of travel that you all had to do because you were, you know, opening up a new independent branch and that kind of thing, and so that kind of delayed some things. But beyond that, I think we're getting back on track and just making sure we get all the input that we need. My biggest concern is that we're going to get very close to the end of this redesign, and then someone who should have been a part of this comes in and is allowed, and I do say allowed with my air quotes, allowed to make significant changes that impacts our timeline. If we can control that kind of thing and we make every effort to give every opportunity to those who really belong to shaping this experience, then I think we'll be fine.
Gotcha. What I think we can do to squelch that is maybe when you reach out to supervision and compliance and Gage and his team, maybe mention in your email, do you see any other parties that might that might be interested in being a part of this process? Because that's all I can think of, really. And I'll talk to Dave because he might have some ideas himself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He likes to throw his maybe just send it to Dave too.
Okay.
Yeah, I would include
this. Is our outline. He really likes to provide feedback.
All right. Sounds good. Good, good, good. Any other updates or takeaways that we need to add?
None that I can think of, Tracy.
Yeah. No, nothing else.
All right. Great, great. As usual, jam-packed, but thank you so much for all your contributions, and we're going to continue to make as much progress as we can to get this going. All right?
Great.
Thank you both. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Same.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.